But when you were upstairs, you know, when we put somebody in isolation like that, it's really neat because we put a wireless mic on you. And we hooked that wireless mic up to our audio recorder. So not only are we recording it, but we can monitor you. And that way, if somebody's like wants to tap out or, you know, something freaky happens, that, you know, we're ready to charge and get you out of there. And you were incredibly calm. I will tell you, about halfway through, though, you had some kind of a sensation going on where you kept saying, I feel like you're behind me. I feel like you're
just... I felt like it was in the back corner.
Right. And you were like, I don't mind if you come out, but I don't like anybody behind my back. So, and then you relax for a little bit more, and then that sensation comes back to you again.
Yeah, because that's when I got really cold. I heard that voice, and I thought, okay. Because I did a little snippet on my cell phone because I wanted people to see how dark it was. Because when you look at the cameras, and even on TV, the infrared, you think, oh, it's lit up, they're not in the dark. No, I wanted you to see, there's the camera, there's the red light, the rest of this is dark, this is what I see. It was interesting because I hear my voice, and I'm talking like I'm talking to you, but all of a sudden it kind of got quivery. And I'm like, maybe that was the, like you said, it was kind of the realization of, all of a sudden I got cold when I wasn't cold.
Right.
But it was that behind me thing, because I hate people behind me.
Well, and and if you remember that early in the night, it was when we first walked into the building, I said, oh, by the way, we're going to put you upstairs by yourself.
Yeah.
And it was something that has been theorized by some different investigators in the past couple of years, is that fear is kind of an emotion that helps feed trying to get activity to occur, mm-hmm. because it seems like when you're by yourself or when you're scared or in that separate position, that's when good stuff happens.
Right.
And so that's why I kind of wanted to do that. You didn't really take the bait like I was hoping you would.
I'm game for anything except for one thing. I did draw a line. I drew the line at the Ouija board, and that's just from, you know, my past, and I was very young, and I just had an experience. So I didn't want to do that, especially, and I'd promised my mother. I'm 41, yes, I know, but I promised my mother that I wouldn't do it. So that was the only thing I did. But otherwise, I was fair game, and I was trying to go into it as a scientific type approach, like, okay, let's just see. And I have to tell you, I was not disappointed. And you see that there's a lot of work. Is there a lot of times when you guys have to go, like, continuous days to the same location to get evidence?
Mm-hmm.
So like this one you've been to, is this the second or
this
third
is the
time?
Second time, yeah.
Okay. And now that we've got some new information that we were just given to us, so it's maybe going to be a third, and hopefully Rock and I will tag along with that one as well. Because the thing with me, and I didn't know what to expect, because I'd talked to Quaid a little bit, but I wanted to go in completely as a newbie.
When you guys first drove up and Rocky was like, you know, I'm a skeptic, and we're like, great, that's fantastic, because we are too. And we kind of talked a little bit then about, we will dismiss a piece of possible evidence because unless you get something else that jibes with it, it's just too open to being something that's normal. Or, you know, if I would have had my shirt yanked up sitting on that couch, and we would have not had the running of the boots on the wood floor, and we would have not had the EVP afterwards of a man saying, I done it.
Right. You'd question yourself.
I would. I would go, okay, well, you know, was it I just moved just right, and maybe, you know, my shirt was hooked on the back of my belt buckle.
Or something.
But when you have two or three things that jump together, it's kind of like the importance of the SB7 and getting the word Robert. Well, we also got it in writing form. So you start to kind of go, okay.
There's something to this.
There might be something to this, because you're getting it on two different levels of evidence. And I just think that there are a lot of groups out there, and I'm certainly not going to knock anybody that wants to get into this, because it is very, very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you have to be careful not to knee-jerk. And, you know, I think you have to be careful. I'm not an orb person. You know, I'm just not an orb person. But we did get a piece of video that has a questionable orb on it.
Yeah, and that's what kind of was, you kind of were heading in the direction I was wanting to talk about, was that you know, we've done so many times and investigated so many places that after a while, the little stuff you see all the time, and you start realizing, okay. But then, like, for example, I've never seen a full body apparition before, but I was in Jerseyville a couple years ago and actually caught a picture of a full apparition person.
Oh, wow.
And so when you have something big like that, and then you go to seeing this little white speck on a camera, you're like, yeah, okay, I've seen the full body apparition on camera before, so I'm good.
But we have to
Holy Grail.
Yeah.